In this part of the world, we admire the fact that Canadian institutions are generally well capitalized. But another way to look at it is because of the high capitalization ratios, one criticism of Canada has been that it's a closed market effectively. There's been not many attempts at mergers and acquisitions by foreign institutions into Canada. In some way, you have been able to keep the market sort of ring-fenced from the rest of the world. What would you say, your response be to that?
Well, for many, many years, the banking system has been widely held, so the large banks are widely held. No shareholder, domestic or foreign, can own more than 10% of a large bank. That does mean that takeovers of a Canadian bank by either a domestic or a foreign party is not permitted. The reasons for the widely held rule stem largely from trying to ensure that you have consolidated supervision and good consolidated supervision over these institutions. From the government's perspective, going way back, it may also have reflected concerns as well about concentration of economic power in one entity's hands and that sort of thing. But for us, we do appreciate the benefits of having a widely held institution in terms of our ability to supervise the whole thing. Canadian banks do also own the securities dealers in Canada, the largest ones, and that turned out to be an important characteristic of our market, because the securities dealers came under our purview and were subjected to the leverage ratio and the risk management expectations that we have of banks.
Right. How would you describe the market dynamics in Canada? There is the need for supervision and regulation. There's also what we call market discipline in place. You've said that the institutions in Canada are widely held. Mm-hmm. Is that a function of design, or is that something that evolved over time? And what's the role of the market in shaping Canada?
Well, the widely held nature is a legislative requirement, so it is by design. In terms of competition, the industry would say that there is a lot of competition in the marketplace. The major players do compete with one another strongly for market share. Foreign institutions, and we have a lot of foreign institutions operating in the country, would suggest it's very difficult to compete against these very large institutions with very strong domestic franchises. But we do see a lot of new entry into the banking sector, which I think is positive for competition. As a bank regulator, it's I think something bank regulators need to focus on a bit more, the impact of competition on solvency. I think that there are from a prudential perspective certain advantages in not having too much competition, but you have to have competition for innovation and to weed out the poor manager, weaker institution. So I think it's a very interesting question.
Yeah. What is your personal view on the role of foreign banks, no matter what size they are, in your marketplace? Where do they come in, and how do you view them?
Mm-hmm. Well, foreign banks can enter as a subsidiary or a branch. If they enter as a branch, they're quite restricted. They can't do retail deposit taking. We treat them, it's the same supervisory regime that we apply to foreign institutions as to domestic. Foreign institutions tend to be much smaller, though. While we apply the same supervisory regime to them, the other dimension is the home and the kind of supervision that the home is providing. But a lot of these institutions, the smaller ones, I think do find it difficult to compete. Some exceptions would be HSBC, which is a dominant in Western Canada. That would be probably the most significant exception.
Now, if a HSBC were to attempt to buy into reasonable size Canadian player, what would be some of the hurdles that they would have to get past on the regulatory side?
Well, smaller banks can be purchased. In fact, HSBC, the reason why it is a dominant player is that it has picked up a number of smaller banks in Canada. For any acquirer of a bank is the same. We look at what the plans are for the institution, whether the buyer has experience and character and integrity. We look at whether the buyer is someone who has strength. You don't necessarily want a weak player buying a Canadian institution. So these ownership approval requirements are something that we've worked with for a long time, and we're very used to doing that, and often the answer is yes when people ask. And I think the system works well there.
Okay. What is your view on too big to fail? Australia has big four.
Mm-hmm.
If you take any number of Asian markets, it's probably defined by two to four large institutions. Do you like the concept of a few large institutions, or do you think it should be spread out a lot better, the whole competitive landscape?
Well, that is a very good question. I think that is a very difficult question too. As you know, the G20 is suggesting that countries identify systemically important institutions and that they supervise those institutions more robustly, and that perhaps there be higher capital requirements for those institutions. From the Canadian perspective, we are looking at that. At OSFI, we feel that we've always paid a lot of attention to those large institutions. So we'll see where that ends up. I'm very interested to see how this plays out internationally, because it's one thing to say that these institutions should have higher capital, but how much more capital? There are a lot of questions that need to be asked on that front. I think that it is worthwhile to do whatever you can to risk-proof these institutions. So going back a number of years, payment systems were risk-proof, so that if one large player were to encounter problems, the whole system didn't come down. We're looking at clearing houses for credit derivative transactions and so on. All of these things can help make the system more robust. But identifying institutions and saying that they're systemic could have some unintended consequences as well. And that is, as I say, an incredibly interesting issue coming out of this. But I think it's too soon to say that that we've figured out how we're going to deal with that.
Mm. Do you think that the OSFI, as you call it, should have greater powers, or did you wish that it had a broader mandate in order to deal with the issues that you're dealing with today?
I think that we have all the powers we need. When you look at the Basel core principles on banking supervision, it's very clear the kind of authorities and powers you need. So I don't think it's a question of powers. I think it's more a question of how you use the powers that you have.